This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Interesting to have Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Actually, I want to bring Kara into this because I'm trying to pronounce some of these names.
Kara's our Olympic expert.
Yes, she is. So here's the Swedish swimmer who beat Katie Ledecky. Her name is Sarah, is it Sjöström?
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 Yeah, I think it's more of like an H sound than a J.
S-J-O-S-T-R-O-M. So
yeah. Does that a lot better than you do.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Nice of you to note that. Okay, here's another one. Kohei Yoshimura.
Okay.
Good male gymnast. You don't know?
Sounds right.
K-O-H-E-I U-C-H-I-M-U-R-A.
Sounds good. Sure.
Huh?
Yoshimura, is that what you said?
Right. Led Japan to a team goal last night. Make up for the fact that he racked up a major phone bill about, what, $4,000 or $5,000 for Pokemon Go?
Oh, yeah, Pokemon.
All right, let's see. Who else can we not? Here is a good one. Oksana Chusovintanya. She's from Uzbekistan.
Wow,
there
she is.
What was her that last name again?
Chusovintina.
Wow.
Chusovintanya.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to sign a check with that on it every time.
I can't. Like, the Eastern European names or all the, you know, Czechoslovakian ones.
Right.
I can't get any of those. They've got too many J's and K's and Z's.
Well, they're different. They use a different alphabet, so we anglicize them.
Right.
All right, here's a good challenge. You know how to spell Blagojevich?
Oh, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Like Blago. Isn't it B-L... isn't he B-L-A-G-O-V-I-C-H?
No.
Was that close? No.
Not bad.
No. I remember him, though. What the heck is he doing in the news?
He is going to have his prison term cut short.
Is he still in the clink? I didn't even know
he
was still in jail.
He's in the clink. For those of you who don't remember, he was governor, but his name is, what's his first name, Roy?
Rob.
I don't know. Rod Blagojevich.
Rod, right?
Was governor of Illinois. And like so many other governors of Illinois, he was a crook. I'm not a crook. Yes, you are a crook. No, I'm not a crook. Well, it turned out he was a crook.
Oh, there's a J in there. Blago.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
B-L-A-G-O-J-E-V-I-C-H.
What a creeper. I just remember his wife. Do you guys remember when they did I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, the American version?
Yes.
On NBC one summer. And his wife, Patty, was part of that cast. And she was crying about Ron.
My husband, he's a bad guy.
I remember this guy. He's got the moppy hair.
Yes. Looks like Howdy Doody. He looks like, he and, what's the singer who looks like Howdy Doody? Not Martin, but the other guy.
Ed Sheeran looks like Howdy Doody.
No. There's a singer who looks just like Howdy Doody. And he's very, I can't remember his name now. Anyway,
like what genre?
Country? No, he's a pop singer. He's, now I'm in my...
Rick Astley?
Yes!
Kara!
Hey,
Google.
Good Kara, good point to her.
Dear God, you have been working here too long.
I Googled Howdy Doody, and I got an
answer. Did you really? I guess the only one who ever said that, so my words went down in history. Anyway, so Blagojevich is going to be before a federal judge today, deciding whether to cut his 14-year prison sentence. He was convicted on 12 different counts of bribery, extortion, you know, all that good stuff. So he went to an appellate court judge because he's apparently been acting like a good boy, and he's going to get out. I would bet that he would that he will get out. Blagojevich.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
What was his crime worse than? I mean, there's a lot of corruption in Chicago.
Oh,
is worse than anybody else's?
Well, the previous governor
got caught.
Yeah, right. He got caught. The guy who commuted everybody's death sentence, Ryan, I think was his name, who went to jail for the same sort of thing, but he was actually a pretty good guy, except he was corrupt. I mean, you could be corrupt and be a good guy.
Sure.
Can't you?
Yeah, everybody can
you
be nice.
Be corrupt and be a good guy under the circumstances?
I think so.
Ask so, Buddy Cianci. People, I guess some people thought he was a good guy, right?
More.
Up in Rhode Island.
They loved him.
As Limbaugh says, he's assumed room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
The acceptable level, I've been studying. I don't know why I've been studying this. Somebody sent me a note about a week ago. I'm always on the hunt for good conversation. And so there's a study out on what is an acceptable level for public displays of emotion or affection. Kissing, necking, making out, doing it in the park.
Did you say necking?
What does that mean?
You don't know what necking is?
Doesn't that mean kissing? Or making out?
Necking is kissing someone on the neck. You never did know. Come on, you three.
It's just an old term. I'm sure all of us have probably participated in it, but it's just a weird term.
Would
you like to tell me more about what you've... I want to know if your father knows what you've been
I plead the fifth.
Really? All right, so what is... Except what... I think this is... this goes into the same corner as... trying to have a community standard for obscenity. I'm not saying any of this stuff is obscene. Maybe having naked sex in a park would be that way. But the older you get, the older, the more you get away with. Do you think that's true? The acceptable levels.
I think the younger you are and the older you are, you get away with more. It's that middle ground where you start to go to jail for stuff.
Really? What, do you want to have a little more explanation of that or not?
Well, like when you're a kid, you can tinkle on yourself. And when you're an old person, you can tinkle on yourself. But if you tinkle on yourself at 30, people laugh at you. You know what I mean?
Right. Or arrest you for public indecency.
Right. Or sometimes, like the old guy in the raincoat, they're like, oh, he's just so cute. But if you're like 40 and doing it, it's not as cute. You know, I mean, there's varying levels of acceptance based on your age and motivation.
I don't think people running around naked in a raincoat. Men aren't. Women might be. Let's see, that's the other. No, women might think it was cute. I have a double standard.
Those men in a raincoat, but no, the women.
All right, so you're all being very quiet on this. Is that because you don't want to talk about it?
No, I think Jen's right. The older you are, I mean, remember that a couple weeks ago we were talking about the naked couple who stole the tractor or the ride-on mower?
Yeah.
Everyone just kind of laughed at that because they were older and weird and naked and, you know, I don't think anyone cares. And whenever you go to a nude beach or accidentally go to a nude beach.
Disgusting.
There's
one
really
down
scary.
In the north of Riviera Beach. Oh my God, is it? I remember walking there when I was a kid and my folks had a place in Palm Beach. And I spent a lot of time in Florida and all through my life. But I'll never forget. I must have warped my brain somehow or other. I was about maybe 12, 13. And my father always told me not to go to the beach, you know, up there. And I didn't know.
Especially naked.
I walked up to the beach up there, and there were all these naked old. Oh.
It's always the people on the nude beach that you don't want to see naked.
Right.
Nudists are never attractive, really.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. All right, but anyway, we're getting off of the whole business of public displays of emotion. Is it acceptable?
You know,
but holding hands is acceptable.
I think holding hands is fine. I think a kiss, a peck is fine. I don't like watching people make out. I don't know. It's just a little too much. I mean, sometimes, you know, late at night, people are out and about. You just kind of walk by them. But I don't know. I think when you're an adult at some point, you don't need to be, like, fully making out in public.
Hmm.
Does that make me a prude?
Well, no. I don't know. I mean, I was just thinking about, as I said that, the last time that may have happened to me was when we were in a parking lot in front of the Whole Foods making out after I hadn't seen her for a while. And somebody I knew who didn't know it was me until I walked over and said hi to him. Oh, that was you?
You gotta get a room, you.
I was wondering why the windows were all fogged up.
No, we were just standing outside in front of the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just kissing and holding hands. That was just... But, see, I think it depends on how you present yourself that way. I think you can... If you're, like, being gross...
Right.
There's a difference between just...
If you make anyone think, even for a second, get a room, then you know it's too much.
Right. That's a very...
Someone shout that at you.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's a good standard.
Or someone shouts at you. Has that happened to you, Jen?
If someone, like, shouts, get a room, like, it's too much.
Yeah. Anybody ever tell you that in college?
Oh, well, everyone says that in college.
Get a
usually
room?
While you are in your dorm room. Get another room. Get a different room.
Get a different room.
Really?
Huh. I had the sluttiest roommate one year. Oh,
really?
Ew,
silent.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, it's always interesting to get a perspective, obviously from the opposite sex and from a different age group, as to what's appropriate. Because most people think older folks who engage in public displays of emotion are gross. And younger people aren't.
No, I think it's cute if you're pecking on the cheek or you're holding hands. I think that's fair for everybody. It's just when it gets a little sloppy that it's kind of gross.
Really?
Yes.
I think there's nothing cuter than an elderly couple holding hands or walking or kissing.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Because that just gives you hope in humanity.
If we're talking kissing, if I'm seeing tongue, then it's too much for me.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. How close do you have to be to see tongue?
Well, through Kara's binoculars.
I know.
Yeah. Who are you looking at there, kiddo?
Why did I even try to...
I don't know. I was just looking at this thing on this survey, and I'm thinking, why did I even go there? But it's okay.
Because it's fun.
It is. It's 18 after the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
If a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
It's got the very stirring stuff.
Love it.
1, 2, 3. Snoop Dogg, dog, doggy dog, or whatever. What's his
name? D-O-double-G. Come on. Is it Calvin?
Calvin. Dog with two G's.
I just assume all of their names are like Robert or William.
Yeah, right. All right, so Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are a couple. Hard to imagine that. There's a new series.
Oh, get this, Dougie. Cortezor Calvin Brodius Jr.
That's it, Cal. Calvin, that's what I remember his name being Calvin. So VH1 has a new series starring Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. Nothing can go wrong with that.
Never.
Never. Martha and Snoop's Dinner Party. My God, if they can make a TV show out of that, why aren't I on primetime with you guys?
Oh, I was going to say, thanks for leaving us behind there, champ.
Oh, bring you. The series featuring a lifestyle maven Martha Stewart and Dogg. They have a dinner party every week with celebrity guests.
Good sounds God. Fun.
What are people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Doug's already like, when Jen and I are like, yeah, we'll watch that.
Yeah, like, what's on the menu? Like, is it going to be all like.
Michael's Freehand's going to be a guest from one of those shows.
Come on, Doug.
Justin Bieber. What a waste of time. Oh, God.
Justin Bieber. That'll be weird.
He's going to be fresh. Could you ever imagine? Martha Stewart must be really hurting to do this show with Snoop Dogg and Justin Bieber.
So what do you think they're going to do? Just a ton of different, like, weed recipes, a lot of different brownies. And
right.
I can't imagine Snoop Dogg making anything else besides.
That's very funny.
I follow him on Snapchat, and every single video he posts.
About weed.
Yes.
Yeah, everything.
Every single one.
Is he pals with Willie Nelson? That'd be a good combo.
Yes, they are.
That would see, that's the show.
Are, actually.
Never mind Martha Stewart. The show should be Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg.
But nothing would get done.
Exactly.
You need Martha Stewart to be type A to, like, get stuff done. Otherwise, it would just be them sitting around eating cake.
Yeah.
Thinking that time's going by really quickly.
Yeah.
All right, so that's that. Now,
so wait, that's this fall that debuts?
Yes, VH1.
Oh, right. That sounds fun.
All right, loads of fun. All right, next up, The Girl from Ipanema. tall and tan.
Tall and tan and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking.
So, Ipanema is connected to Brazil, and Brazil connected to the Olympics.
I was wondering where Ipanema was.
It's a beach.
Yeah.
Brazil. Anyway, this song has won a gold medal in music streaming following the opening ceremony. Spotify says the song was streamed more than 40,000 times a day after last Friday night in Rio. That's a 1,200% rise.
Like,
yeah.
Such a, I mean, come on. If you're going to love this song at any time in your life, now's the time.
So didn't Gisele Bundchen-Bunga, whatever her name is,
walk out?
Why didn't she change her name to Brady?
There's no K.
Gisele Brady. Why didn't she just...
She loses her culture.
Why should... Yeah, but why should women take a man's name?
I didn't say in specific... I just...
Yeah, why is it Tom Brady, Tom
Bunchen? God. Sorry, brother.
She's the number one highest paid supermodel on the planet. So I think Bunchen is working for her.
Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote the song, and Stan Getz performed it with his girlfriend Astrid Gilberto in 1964. And thus, it has some real cachet now. I've heard this song for years and years and years.
I like
it. I'm guessing the three of you have never heard it before at all.
I have totally heard this.
Have you heard this song?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here.
Right.
Okay, get out of the city.
28 past the hour. I'm out of here.
In the news, cupping fever at the Olympics. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Olympian megastar Michael Phelps had what looked like a swarm of hickeys on his shoulders as he powered to the gold in Rio. Of course, they weren't hickeys. They were the trademark signs of cupping. Cupping is merely a fancy way of bruising yourself. Cuppers swear it speeds recovery of overused muscles. Here's the thing. The evidence that cupping works is, well, does it matter? DCOC advice. With any treatment, there's a placebo effect. In other words, when most of us are treated, a lot of us feel better because we've been treated. Do I think cupping helped Phelps win gold? Nope, not at all. Does he think it helped? Yep, he does. And in the setting of the Olympics, where every edge, however small, counts, that's all that matters. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Please follow me on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on call. And when you're there, hit like, let me know you visited.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participants.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Victoria, Kara, and Victoria Bullis. Check out Victoria's website, Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Victoria Bullis, one of the most fascinating and well-known psychics in the country, if not in the world. She's been teaching people for years how to tune in, have their own psychic ability. And so I wondered whether that helps when you are an Olympian, you've gotten to the top, the pinnacle of success. And I wonder, when it comes to success, a lot of people use you, a lot of people have become successful, you've helped a lot of people get successful, Victoria. Maybe the general concept of using what you have in terms of being able to sort of zoom in on people, but also maybe more specifically when it comes to things like the Olympics. How do you, part of what you do is get people to be in touch with their inner strength and what makes them better. Is there a specific way to do that with Olympians, and have you worked with any Olympic stars?
I
love that topic. I love the question. I love the way you phrased it. I have not worked with any Olympic athletes that have participated myself. I've worked with some up-and-comers, including now some teenagers who are junior Olympic athletes. I love working with athletes, and I sort of, I think I coined the term, maybe not, but way back when I worked with golfers, and I said, tune into your inner golfer. Back when commercials were saying, tune into your inner Italian, go to Olive Garden or whatever. So, yeah, there is a part of us, if it's part of our life's purpose, that has an inner knowingness that we're supposed to do this, and to tune into that part of oneself, and to grab it and embrace it when you're, without seeming airy fairy, because I'm not, as you know, to embrace it as you're doing it. It meaning diving off a high dive or whatever it is, gives you not just an upper edge, it makes all the difference in the world towards being second, third, fourth, or fifth and winning the gold.
So is it that people would say or ask you, am I going to win? I mean, what would be the right approach for anybody to take that was interested in? And by the way, if you have a question, a specific question about something going on in your life while Victoria is here, help yourself to either 888-302-3684, a particular question that may help you through something that you're working through, or you can send an email to me, doug@dougstefan.com, or you can tweet to Victoria at Victoria Bullis. Send a question and make sure you identify yourself. You send it, Victoria, as a listener to this program. So anyway, back to the tapping into what is our strength, and that's really what you're about, helping people find their strength. And there may be all kinds of questions. People call and ask you questions about their health, about their relationships, about work, that sort of thing. And then it doesn't take long for you to find out what a person's strengths and weaknesses are based on those questions, right?
Yeah, this is great. I'm enjoying enormously that you said that, because I've known you for so long, years and years and years and years, and you really nailed it, and it warms my little heart, and I do mean that. All right, so the first question you'd asked a couple of minutes ago was, what if someone says, am I going to win the gold, or if I'm going to win?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I do is take a look and see what your chances are, and that old percent of probability we've even discussed on your show here, that if it looks like it's at 88-90%, I'm going, it was really good. Here's what you need to do to stay focused or whatever, things that you don't know. I wouldn't say stay focused in a way that they're already working on. I would find something different or unique. And I'll say, let's make it 99%. So here's what extra you have to do. And that can include, making sure that you do X, Y, and Z before you leave, because it looks as though you're on the verge of coming down with the cold. And it can be even something like that, like take care of yourself so that you're in peak health before you fly out. Or, I'm not liking that flight. It looks to me like there are a lot of germs on that flight. Here's what you do on the plane to make sure you arrive in good shape. It involves a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so if it isn't looking good, if it's 35 or 40%, I'll say that. And I'll say, look, let's do the best we can. Let's get you up as high as you can. It feels to me as though there are some people that actually need to win. This is their life's purpose. This is their time. Don't worry about it. Get up as high as you can, as close to that as you can. And sometimes miracles do happen. But look to the next Olympics. That kind of thing is the way I would phrase it. That's exactly the way I work.
It's more about motivation, isn't it? Well, yeah, I think what I'm trying to get at is it's more about motivation than it is anything else. This is all...
No. It's not more about motivation than anything else. Motivation is part and parcel of what comes in with my work. I'm actually glad you said that, because while I'm talking to somebody, and I think this is what makes me different, not arrogant, just different, and I've spent 20-some years trying to be better, cut above, and different from everybody else out there doing this, is while I'm giving information and talking, I also do what's called energy work to help make true what I'm telling them, to clear out fears and insecurities, or if it's the made-up story about somebody getting on the plane where there's a lot of germs, I would help put physical health protection energy around them while they're on the flight. I can move ahead to the flight and say, look, don't worry, I'm putting this energy around you now. You'll be safer on the plane, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So motivation is part and parcel of what I do, but it's not the key factor. The key factor is tuning into what it looks like now, whatever the question is, what it looks like now, where it is. It's like a balance sheet for corporations, because you probably remember I was working on an MBA at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And a balance sheet in the corporation, and every day it changes. Everything you say and think changes it. So I tune into what's meant to be, what it looks like now, how to get closer to what's meant to be, or how to get away from it, which is the old, you know, your percent of probability about being audited is pretty high. Let's get you away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that make sense the way
I
said it?
Yeah, I think it does. Ladies, does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
All right. Follow Victoria at Victoria Bullis. Jennifer, we had, with the advent of Victoria coming on, she helped Victoria Keelan with her home situation. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this is a great question for you, because Victoria, Jennifer's thinking about buying another house and moving out of the palatial neighborhood that she's in.
Palatial is a very good word, Dougie.
So, Jennifer, why don't you see if Victoria can tune? Because these are the perfect kind of questions
that
Victoria is very helpful with.
I moved into my grandparents' house. I bought the house from my uncle and my dad, and I was able to keep my grandparents' house. And my grandparents, my grandmother especially, was one of the closest people on the planet to me, definitely a soulmate of mine. And so it's really special for me to have the house. Sadly, this neighborhood that I live in has just gone really downhill in the suburbs of Los Angeles. So at some point, I would either like to sell this place or buy a new house, or if possible, keep this house, make it a rental property so I can still keep my memories but relocate my own self.
That's exactly what you meant to do. You know, I'm in LA. What suburb is it?
I'm in Sunland.
Oh, that's a ways out there.
More ways than one.
Hey.
Go ahead.
So, no, you're. Sorry, Doug, what were you saying?
No, I just said go ahead after I took a little shot. Sunland's not exactly the garden spot of L.A. County.
Yeah.
But
it's actually not the neighborhood. It's the people. We have a really, I mean, the neighborhood is actually, people love it because there's a lot of horse property. There's a lot more space than in L.A. The problem is that the homeless the population has grown so much here that they're just, the neighborhood itself has started to kind of go down a little bit.
All right, so I'm talking to Grandma. Grandma says, keep it.
She would say that.
She would. She wants you to keep it. It's meant for you. Now, she's saying make it a little safer while you're still there than it is. That's important. We could do that off air at some point. I could tell you what I see. And then make it into a very nondescript house so nobody is attracted to it.
That's pretty much the way it is now, so she's safe.
Yeah,
you are so mean. Oh my house is adorable, Doug.
It is adorable. I can tell it's adorable, and you're going to keep it. And then what she's also saying to me is that be part of the move to change the homeless situation without making your name known so that they come after you. Because there's some other elements there just besides homeless. Some homeless people are fine. It just doesn't look good to us to see them in the neighborhood and other things. But there's also some drug stuff not very far away.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's the drug stuff.
Yeah. So as I was trying to say, make your house nice enough to rent at a decent price. Be careful who you rent it to. You can rent it by me. You can run the people you want to rent it to by me when that time comes, and I'll tell you who's meant to be there, which will help protect the neighborhood. And then, as I said, be part of the the situation to clean up the neighborhood, but keep yourself low-key and your name not known. Mm-hmm. And it will turn around, and it will actually increase in value in 3 to 7 years by a lot. It will be very valuable property. She's saying that there's oil nearby. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that. So
maybe we'll send the oil rig in there this afternoon and that second lot and start drilling away.
Go drilling, I know. Yeah. Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but not on the house. We wouldn't have that house torn up for what do they call them, grasshopper. So you are meant to move. You're meant to buy. You're meant to buy a condo. Mm-hmm. It's just a fairly small one, one bedroom or two small bedrooms, and I don't get the community now, but it is moving in towards Beverly Hills somewhere. And you'll stay there for a while, and then you'll rent that one out also, so it's not going to be permanent. You might be a little cramped, but they'll be okay. And you're going to go big in somewhere, and I'm seeing television and also screenplay writing. This is more information than you expected to get today. But you'll be making a lot of money, and then you'll buy a third place and live in that for a few years. And then you'll buy something really palatial, speaking of palatial.
Mm. I like that.
Big time. All right, and you all got to start here. Remember that, Jennifer.
That's right. I will. But I'm a screenwriter.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Are you a writer? No. But hey,
well, then that's
you never know.
Thing.
Yeah, I mean, my journalism was my major. You never know. Journalism
lots
was
of
my
stories.
Major. I like to write. I just haven't done it yet.
All right. So do you understand how Victoria works? Victoria's website, victoriabullis.com. You can tweet. And I always am uncomfortable to say you, but you are tweeting, right? You can tweet Victoria at Victoria Bullis. Yeah, yeah. Questions, if you have them, will work. But I want to get, this is part of the getting to know you phase. And so she helped Victoria Keelan, and now she'll help Jennifer. So Kara will let her help you the next time she's here. It's great examples of how she can work with you. So if you want to be in touch, at Victoria Bullis is a good way to do it. Victoria Bullis here on Good Day at 48 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Up to 43% of U.S. students face bullying and cyberbullying while in school, and 6 out of 10 teenagers witness bullying in schools once a day. The statistics are alarming, which makes it even more important to help erase this issue in our schools. Pilot Pen is partnering with Stomp Out Bullying, the leading national bullying prevention organization, to help raise awareness and erase bullying for good. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, mother.
It's vital that you pay attention and ask questions if something seems to be wrong with your child. We need to empower children to stand up for themselves and others when they witness bullying, and monitor your child's online activity in a way that will help you recognize and address signs of cyberbullying.
Pilot wants to make sure that students have the best tools and are primed for learning this year. Pilot's Frixion Clicker Erasable Pen has revolutionary ink formulated to write smoothly and erase cleanly, helping to reduce back-to-school stress. For more, visit helperasebullying.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Exciting and dramatic music from the Man of Steel. Story about Chuck Curry, who is, as we all know, a man of steel. So there's news about the Man of Steel sequel. How is it that this is Superman / Man of Steel? Or is it just
Superman? Superman is the Man of Steel.
Yes, I know that, Chuck.
According to Entertainment Weekly and a couple of outlets, Warner Brothers is actively developing a Superman sequel, which will be Man of Steel 2 with Henry Cavill back as Superman. I want to tell you a quick spoiler for people who don't know it. Superman died at the end of Batman vs. Superman.
What? Did he, Chucker?
But he will come back to life in the Justice League in the second half. And then after that, I guess they want to develop another Superman movie with him. And my idea is that Justice League is going to be a lighter film, and a new Superman movie with Henry Cavill will be a little bit lighter than what they did in the Man of Steel. I happen to like him a lot as
I love
Superman.
Him.
All right, so why? Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Loved him.
Hold on. Why did we change this from just Superman? There were Superman movies going back to the Christopher Reeve days, plays on the comic book character from the days of the television show in the 50s, the radio show in the 30s and 40s. So why do we now have it called the Man of Steel? Why, unless there's some trademark thing, why isn't it just called Superman, the continuing story of the Man of Steel?
Because Man of Steel, the movie, was an original story. Right? It was how...
It's a good question, but I think they wanted to make Superman, you know, in the way they think, the studios, for a newer generation, and they wanted to darken him up a little bit, which is very divisive. There's a lot of old-school fans who cannot accept the way Superman is done now in this Man of Steel movie and also Batman versus Superman, because he lives somewhat in the darker universe than you saw in the past. Like the Christopher Reeves movies were Superman of the comic book. Very light, and I loved Christopher. I don't think there's ever going to be a better Superman than Christopher Reeve. Having said that, I like what Zack Snyder's done with Superman in this incarnation. It's a little bit different, but they got the right actor, and I look forward to him playing Superman for the next 10 years. I think he's a good choice.
All right, here we have that.
Superman, yeah. And Ben Affleck is good as Batman, too, Chucker. You called that one. You were right.
Yeah, I mean, Batman vs. Superman, which is a film I like a lot, but it's one of the most polarizing movies made in the last decade. It's either people love it or people hate it. There's not much in between to it.
All right, I'll go the other way. All right, Chuck Curry, movie news in a moment.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, so Chucko, what other movie news do you have for us?
I'm going to do some TV stuff, Doug. Fox reportedly in talks with actor David Duchovny and also Gillian Anderson about doing more X-Files TV episodes sometime in the next few years. When they brought it back this year, the ratings actually were really good, and the fans pretty much liked what they saw. Here's another TV story that I'm split on. ABC owned Disney, contemplating bringing Star Wars as a TV series. I really don't like that idea. Although there's so much possibility in that vast universe, I could see why they would want to do it. But I'd rather see Star Wars solely on the big screen. What do you think about that?
Me too. That's a horrible idea.
Here's a little bit of movie news that I think you're going to love. Paramount Pictures has hired director Brett Eisner, who did the horror movie The Crazies, pretty good film, to helm their new Friday the 13th reboot. And I have a feeling you'll be first online for that one.
Yeah, I'll be sure to see that one. Yeah, thank you. Chuck Curry, in charge of movie news here on Movie Moments. It's 59 past the hour. Thanks, Chucker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.